Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Oh, man, it is 10:02 in the city. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight. It's your hip-hop informer. I'm your man, T.M. Hyman. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Folks, tonight's show is not a good one. I actually moved tonight's show, the scheduled show, to Friday night, really so we could talk about this this breaking news that's coming directly out of Tampa, Florida tonight. Again, a pretty serious show, folks. It's Wednesday, August 18th. Again, it's 10:02 in the city. Very disturbing. Very, very disturbing. Tonight we're talking about a 23-year-old who strangled his mother to death with his bare hands this week here in Tampa over an argument surrounding a computer password. I'm going to repeat it. Breaking news. This happened like day before yesterday. Tampa, Florida, a 23-year-old strangled his mother to death with his bare hands over a password, a computer password. What's happened to the concept of respecting thine mother and father? It must be restored. Let's talk about this murder tonight by strangulation right here on T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Jump on the circuits. Let's talk about it. Folks, I'm confused. I don't know how – I know how I feel about my mother, all right? She birthed me. She brought me into this earth. She nurtured me, you know, to 34 years of age, right? Now, I can remember being 23, and I know you don't always agree with your mother, but I cannot fathom even hitting my mother, let alone choking her to death. Tonight, again, we're talking about a very tragic story here out of Tampa, Florida, where a 23-year-old strangled his mother to death with his bare hands. It is mind-boggling. Let's talk about it. Jump on the circuits, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. This is Lightheaded, Veil, T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Ladies, I just stepped to the club, looking and feeling like a million bucks. My wrist and my ring make my ear look tough, and I'm on right now, so that money y'all trust. Top about the whip, man, shirt got a stain on it. It's a white tee with polo with the name on it. So I pop the trunk, get the Chris collar shirt. So fresh, I can make your baby mama flirt. Fresh white, old too brush at the buffer. Fresh denims on Levi's at the cuffer. Hit the back. Pimp on them till I hit the club. Seven cities here, baby, come show me some love. Do this off for the night. I can't leave by myself. No. Confidence up, so I walk to the red bone. Bone. How you doing? Place my number and your cell phone. Bone. Where you from? Swag out of control. I'm on the road from VA trying to up my bankroll. So she riding on me on the floor, so I might get it. A couple dances got me hooked, but she light skinned it. A man on structure, she like my style, check it. The way she kick it to me, shorty got me lightheaded. She got me lightheaded. She got me lightheaded. Long hair with the pumps, giving me the right message. She got me lightheaded. She got me lightheaded. Leave with me, shorty got me weak in the knees. Ladies, we got Bell in the club. DJ Everett, I'll show you boy love. Whole squad, VIP, all of the above. No rights for the night, so I like the handcuffs. Mommy, what you all about? I'm here just chilling out. We your man, who cares? You can leave him out. Some plans, we can work them out. Just me and you, yes, you can slide through. The higher hotel, you can bring your friends too. Have you shaking circles like you in the hula hoop? I like your style, mad classy and kinda sassy. The type to see me in the club and just walk past me. Your attitude, daddy, you sexy, you can bet it. Weak in the knees, no lie, I'm kinda lightheaded. Your attitude, daddy, you sexy, you can bet it. Weak in the knees, no lie, I'm kinda lightheaded. She riding on me on the floor, so I might get it. A couple dances got me hooked, but she light skinned it. A man on structure, she like my style, check it. The way she kick it to me, shorty got me lightheaded. She got me lightheaded. She got me lightheaded. Long hair with the pumps, giving me the right message. She got me lightheaded. She got me lightheaded. Leave with me, shorty got me weak in the knees. Ladies, I just stepped to the club, looking and feeling like a million bucks. My breath. My ring make my ear look tough, and I'm on right now, so that money y'all trust. Ladies, I just stepped to the club, looking and feeling like a million bucks. My wrist and my ring make my ear look tough, and I'm on right now, so that money y'all trust.
TM Hyman Radio Live, Lightheaded Veil, coming out of VA. Folks, tonight we are talking about a very tragic story tonight. Seminole, Florida is the city. The Pinellas County Sheriff's charged 23-year-old Kevin Kine, K-Y-N-E, with first-degree murder in the death of his mother this week, 49-year-old Diane Kine. Deputies arrived at the family's home on 130 4th Street North in Seminole just after 3 p.m. Actually, I said Monday, but this happened on Sunday. To respond to a 911 call, they found the body of Diane Kine in the bedroom. The husband, folks, was in the other room watching NASCAR. He claimed that the mother and the son had been arguing for hours. The first issue that I have is what father, what man is going to allow his wife and her son to argue for hours without stepping in and doing something? The husband claimed that they were arguing for hours, and then all of a sudden, the mother, Diane, called out the son's name, Kevin, and then there was silence. And the husband said the silence was perplexing. And I'm assuming it was perplexing because there was a screaming match going on for hours, and then all of a sudden, silence. He had jumped on his mother and had literally started to choke her to death. Folks, this is over a computer password. Kevin had changed the computer's password in the family's house. The mother wanted him to change it back because they also wanted to use the computer. That enraged this gentleman. Now, I want to say this. The report claims that Kevin was on some type of Xanax, was on some type of medication. They specifically said it was Xanax. So that told me that he had some type of emotional or, you know, depression issues going on. But, folks, I just want to talk about what has happened to the concept of honoring thy mother and father. You know, we were talking about the Ten Commandments a few weeks ago, how you don't even hear about the Ten Commandments anymore. Let me just go ahead and welcome my co-host to the show tonight, because this is just like way above my pay grade. I can't understand. We got Toya coming to us from Delaware. We have CeeLo coming to us from Charlotte. Can y'all believe this?
Yo, over a password, though. I mean, like, but, like, are you serious?
Let me tell you, I could not believe this story. You know, one, because, I mean, I can't imagine me even thinking about putting my hands on my mother, let alone my two hands around her neck.
But over a password.
Password?
But over a password, though.
Toya, you there with us?
I am. Hello. Good evening, everybody. CeeLo, TM.
Hi. How are you?
Good, thank you. You know, it's crazy. You asked, can I believe that that happened? And the sad thing is, it does not surprise me.
I'm going to tell you, I was totally surprised. I was totally taken aback.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all. Only because if you look at the way the younger generation, I say it as if I'm old, but the younger generation, the way they carry themselves, the way they act, the way they've been brought up, it does not surprise me at all. You, I mean, if you look at the way even people in our age bracket, the way they raise their kids, you don't have a parent-child relationship anymore. Kids and parents now look at each other as friends. So there's no boundaries drawn at all.
I don't think there's anything wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong with being a friend. Yo, mama tell you,
no.
My mother's my friend.
I
my mother has always been my friend, but she's always been the authority, though.
Your mother has always been your mother first. She was a parent, and she's a parent that's also your friend because you feel as though you're able to come and talk to her about anything and everything. You could do anything and everything with her. But the difference between you and your mother, me and my mother, probably CeeLo and her mother, and a lot of the children and parents out nowadays is they don't have that parent authority figure. They have a mother or father who's a friend. There's no discipline. There's a lack of respect in the relationship or lack thereof as far as relationship. It's more of a friendship. You know, you have the mothers and daughters hanging together, you know, going out, doing this. It's not the same. The kids aren't being brought up the way we were brought up.
Right.
Kids aren't
being stand by for me, ladies. Stand by for me one moment. We got folks that want to wage in real early. Area code 609, that looks like Jersey. 1199, the line is open to you. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Yo, what's up? My name is
Javier. Turn your radio down, please.
Yeah,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Atlantic City, my name is Javier.
What's going on in Atlantic City tonight?
Chilling, a little breezy, but everything's good. I also got a 17-year-old who wants to speak on this, but I just wanted to put my two cents in real quick.
No, go for it. Is this shocking to you, or are you also not surprised like Toya because of the state of the world right now?
No, I'm not surprised at all, to tell you the truth, because I see it all the time. I see, you know, a lot of mothers screaming at their kids in a way that they shouldn't. You know, it's a communication issue. We're talking about a password here, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the boy was hiding. I don't know how the fight started, but it's all about respect, you know, on both parts. You know, it shouldn't lead to death, but you have to have respect on both sides, from the mother to the son to daughter, you know, whoever it is that, you know, that it's happening to. It's just, no, I'm not surprised at all. I see it all the time, and it's a shame. There has to be respect on both sides.
Yes.
No, absolutely.
So
we're definitely lacking respect.
No, definitely lack of respect, definitely. Like I said, don't know what the boy was hiding or how the argument started, but I'm started laughing with, not laughing, you know, in a good way. Look, I have my mom over here commenting too. It's surprising with the dad also, because I've heard stories with that. You have the other parent in the other room hearing screaming and nobody's intervening and nobody's saying anything. And it's like, you know, what's going on? Again, it's communication, you know. A lack of respect. I'm lost for words, because when I read your topic on the website, I was like, whoa, you know, this is deep. You know, a 23-year-old killing his mom. You know, and I look at my mom, she can hit me, and I'm 30 years old. There is no way I'm putting my hands on Ida. Not at all.
No doubt. That's how I feel about my mother.
Mom.
I know that's right.
No, she's like, you know, I just can't. You know, it's a shame, and my heart goes out to that family, you know, because it's mind-boggling. It really is. It's a shame. But I have a 17-year-old here. She can talk in the next segment or something. She wants to, you know.
Okay, yeah. Just tell her to stand by for me. Thank you coming out of Atlantic City. Tell her to stand by, and we'll come right back for that other comment.
No.
wow. Go ahead, Toy. Were you saying something?
No, I was just wondering, what does his daughter feel, you know, about this? How does she feel about the situation? Because, like I said, it doesn't surprise me at all, but I would love to hear what someone that's around 17, around that age bracket, how do they feel about the situation? Did it shock them? Well, you know, do they have friends that are in a position that they treat their parents any kind of way and it's okay? You know, I think he said he has a daughter. Does his daughter, you know, what is their relationship like? It's just because the situation doesn't surprise me at all. And I would love to hear what a younger person has to say about what happened.
I mean, it happened before.
We're
going to
hear from a young person right after this next jam. We're going to hear from a young person. Go ahead, CeeLo. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, apparently that this had happened before because, all right, you got to think about it. The first time a child yells at a parent and both parents are present, it's either addressed or they let it go and overlook it. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so, like, if the father...
Well, I don't think the actual physical...
More than like,
they
always argue.
The physical contact had never happened. The physical contact had never happened before, per the papers and what the dad was saying.
I mean, the arguing, though.
Yeah, well, guess what? This particular gentleman, the young man Kevin, the paper said that, you know, he had been arrested for aggravated battery, for marijuana use, you know, for a couple of other things at the age of 12 years old. At the age of 12. So this is my question, folks. We're going to hear from the 17-year-old on the other side of this song. But my question is, you know, fathers. You know, fathers or manly figures in the household, you know, if you're sitting listening, you know, to what obviously is, you know, an argument brewing, you know, why don't you shut it down? Why don't you intervene? I'm wondering if he was scared. You know, this guy, now let me tell you, he's 6 feet, 220 pounds. So he's not a little dude. You know, not a little dude. We're going to keep this conversation going. Tonight, we're talking about the 23-year-old out of Pinellas that choked his mother to death, strangled her with his bare hands. Unbelievable. What's going on? What happened to respect thy mother and father? Let me tell you something. Respecting your mother and father will take you a long way. A long way. Here is Here Before, K Cheeks. TM Hyman Radio Live.
I would like to say hi to everybody listening, but this is more like a dedication, you know, to my baby, my boo. We've been together for like 3 years now. Yeah, we had our ups and downs. I feel like, TM, I need to tell you this. Out into the we ain't shook, our brick house ain't scared of the big bad wolf. And I'm blowing down the foundation that we put up. And we put up with so much that we can't stop. Now the force that we can't block. Now think about the name of mountain that we can't hop. It's just another umbrella on another rainy day. And look, we gon' stay together no matter what people say. Cause look, you all I need like Tammy and Marvin Gaye. And nothing gon' take it away. So, forever baby, we gon' stay. Go to 3000 like Andre name. We ruined the whole week for a week in love. At the finish line tape, man, we can't bust till we get to so close to where we feel confident. We drop something on the reset button like... I've been together 3 years, can't nobody divide us. The mother labor's claiming a sign us. You can be my ladder, baby, damn me to climb up. So high up that we're changing the climate. The top, baby, they can't find us. Yeah, we on the road, they can fight the dust as we speed on the road. I must be through with these nappy headed hoes. You know?
Come on. Baby, I should've known. no breaking our family. See, we rockin', rollin', rollin' rock, cause our trust, no strap, like hope to top. TMG, yeah, we all we got. Yeah, I just can't see myself for nobody else but you. I mean, we gonna roll this thing out. We gonna get to the top, I swear. Just me and you. Yeah.
Hyman Radio Live, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We're back. Whew, talking about the 23-year-old that strangled his mother to death. We had a comment coming out of Atlantic City from a young person, a 17-year-old. Tell us your name and what's on your mind regarding this topic tonight.
Okay, hi. My name is Cassandra. I'm from Atlantic City, but I live right now in Florida. My comment on this topic is really that, I mean, like my uncle said, who you guys were talking to before, respect goes two ways. Regarding to, you know, the young man, I mean, something had to happen before for this all to build up for over a password for him to, you know, to take it to death. Me and my mom, we fight constantly, but I would never... I don't care, you know, as the person said before, how young I am or how I was brought up or how, you know, our generation is going. I would never hit my mom. I would never touch her. I would never. It doesn't matter how bad she might hit me or bad she might curse me out or put me down. It doesn't have to get to the point where I would degrade and belittle my mother. You know what I mean? And, I mean, regarding to the point that his, you know, the father, my dad and I don't have a relationship. And one night, my mom was yelling at me in a different room, and my dad slept through the whole thing. And my dad's not a heavy sleeper. He just slept and yelled. I mean, like, my mom was yelling, and my mom's not a quiet person, just yelling at the top of her lungs, and my father is in the other room sleeping. I mean...
Is that because he's used to it? And he thinks that they'll be okay after a while?
I mean, yes and no, because me and my mother will fight, but it'll stop after...
Define fight for us. Define fight for us, because I heard you say fight, and then I heard you say you'll never put your hands on your mother.
Oh,
so
okay.
In my mind, that's really not a fight. That's really an argument, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. An argument. It's a more of a disagreement. And, like, it could be as simple as, you know, I want to wear a red shirt and she wants me to wear a blue shirt. It's just an argument. You know what I mean? It's not a fight. I would never, you know, hit my mom. I'm sorry for using the wrong... term, but
No, you're fine. I just wanted to clarify for the people, because you did say, you know, that you respect your mother and you would never hit her. So I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, and then I mean, with me, I go to church. I'm a very religious person, and not to, you know, bring it out like that, but it's honor thy mother and father. In the Bible, it says if you are not honored by your mother and father, which is in my house, kind of, not to put my business all out, but in my house, I'm not really respected to the point where I feel as though I need respected. I mean, I'm not doing drugs. I'm not having sex. I have a job. I'm going to school. I'm about to graduate and get scholarships, but I don't have, you know, the respect that I need. Therefore, in the Bible, it says that God will repay you for all the troubles you've been through. That's what I lived through.
True.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's what I lived through. That's what keeps me pushing. You know, I have other family anyways that keep me pushing. And then I know that I'm about to graduate high school and be on my own, and that I know I'm going to be okay, and where I want to go and where I want to do with my life, I'm going to be fine.
Absolutely. What's your name again?
Cassandra.
Cassandra, you sound like a very intelligent young lady. Thank you for calling in tonight. And the fact that you use the promise of God and the Bible as your foundation, I encourage you to hold on to that like nobody's business, because the word is real. And I can tell you that respecting your mother and father will take you a long way, because at the end of the day, it's not about how people treat you. It's really, you know, how does God want us to treat each other? That's the way we should respond, regardless of how people treat us. Thank you for your comment tonight. Good luck to you, and congratulations in advance for graduating.
No problem. Thank you.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Folks, it's Wednesday, August 18th. It is 10:27 here in Tampa, Florida. It's 10:27 in VA. It's 10:27 in Atlantic City. And we're talking about the 23-year-old that strangled his mother to death with his bare hands. Now, we just heard something from a young person that I don't think maybe we think about. There's a flip side to this story. You know, it's an attention grabber, period. But could it possibly have been that this young man was also being disrespected? You know, could he have lacked respect and kind of reached a boiling point that caused him to kind of lose control? It's like explosive anger.
Maybe he choked on an accident. Right.
CeeLo, there's nothing funny about that.
That's not funny. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, what's the answer to that? There is no answer to that. He can't say he did it by accident. I blacked out because she always fucks with me about my password. Really?
It's not going to fly.
I mean, there has to be something else behind it.
That's not going to fly. I mean, but think about this. Could this be, and now, you know what? When you say blackout, guess what? You know, I mean, and I'm not trying to make jokes either, but it wasn't that the whole OJ situation? To this day, OJ say he didn't do it. He's a damn lie. We all know he's lying.
But he said he blacked out.
Be that he just doesn't remember, right? That's not this gentleman's situation. This gentleman admitted to the fact that he did it. He clearly understood his actions. Tonight we are talking about a very serious topic, folks. Jump on the line, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Coming up in a little while, we have a new one from Donnell Jones tonight. But you know what? Let's just jump into this one from Bugsy. It's called Fallen, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Waiting for the smoke to clear so I can see the sunlight. Some might say the darkness will never fade. Even if they're right, I'm still strapped for my sunlight. See a better life, got my right fist in the sky while I'm in this fight. Crack fiends' dreams disappear as they hit the pipe. All seem within my sight. Say I dwell where the crack flame gun bang. The innocent main blood pour like rain. So it's hard to maintain. So I sang the same song that the slaves sang. So listen up to my hip-hop spiritual. Still being alive is a miracle. You say a gift, I say I'm cursed for being lyrical. In the industry, ran by the sentinels that only plays the typical. Propaganda to the everyday individual. So what you listen to? On your stereo, see the radio. Try to play the real artists like a merry-go round and keep the real sound underground. The real. Let me clarify, so all y'all can identify. If you listen hard enough, homie, you can hear the ghetto cry. I can't deny, let them drip dry. Looking for a sign from the Lord in the blue sky. Praying for a reply, on the system we can't rely. No time to be shy, or eat a piece of humble pie. Can I play private eye and specify? When the government don't want us to know something, they accept the document but classify. I wonder why, and what they did in New Orleans, they can't justify. Left them on standby with no supply, like they had the right to die. Notify the powers to be, they gon' crucify. I verify, fight for my honor like a samurai. We'll be right back.
Radio Live, Fallen Bugsy. We are talking about a interesting story coming out of Tampa, Florida tonight. 23-year-old charged with the murder of his mother, choked her to death with his bare hands. That's what the article is stating. But let me also read this. The autopsy will be conducted. The autopsy conducted, confirmed strangulation. But records show that the husband, William, had won a court order evicting the son, Kevin, from the home on September the 4th. So the son was about to be kicked out of the house. The son had been kicked out of the house previously and was set to be out of the house again. So they're not even sure why he was there in the house. But let me throw this out there. The husband, Diane and her son, Kevin, lived in William's house, which was Kevin's stepfather. Kevin, again, is the son. William is the father. William remarried in September 2002 to Diane. Now, back in April, deputies and paramedics was at that same residence because a woman in her pajamas had been discovered dead in the pool. Now, the woman was William's first wife, although there was no foul play, no suspicion that William had anything to do with the death. But this is really, really a freaky story. It's really, really crazy. But I want to focus on the fact that the son and the mother had been arguing for quite some time, and the father just kind of kept watching NASCAR. Now, I'm not a NASCAR watcher, but it's not that damn interesting to where it'll keep you from going in and see what's happening with your wife and her son. We're welcoming Dee Dee Willingham, live from Virginia, joining the conversation tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dee Dee.
Hey.
Let's go back to Jersey. I think there was still a comment in Jersey. 1199. Did we have a comment?
Yes, we do.
Go for it.
How you doing? It's me, Ida.
Hey, Ida.
Thank you, Mr. Terran. This is very nice listening to you and about your concern. But I will give an opinion about something. In order for you to get respect, you need to respect. There's a lot of parents today that they want control over their kids. And everything their kids do, they need to know every moment. They don't give them a challenge, like to think or nothing, because they have to do as they say, as the parents say. And I notice that a lot today in life, And who knows, there was just yesterday in the news a mother that drowned her two kids.
Can you believe that? I read that.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
And now, right, but I read the paper today, and it says that all this happened because her mother would not help her with the kids. She was taking her out of the house. She wouldn't even want to babysit for her. The woman didn't have no job. She didn't have nothing to feed her kids with. And the mother kept on nagging her that she wasn't going to help her with her two little kids, And the girl, out of desperation, she just went and drowned her kids. But they said the mom was really, no help for her. And she kept, and she brought it to this extreme. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, there's no justification for what this kid did or any kid does to their mother. But what I'm saying is that in today's life, you need to respect in order to get respect. Because I've seen that a lot, Just because you're a parent doesn't mean that you can push your kids onto a limit and do whatever you want with them. No, you got to give them a challenge. You got to show them respect. You got to show them who they are. You cannot think for them. You understand what I'm trying to say? You got to show them who they are, their true identity.
No, absolutely. I totally agree with what you're saying. Thank you for your comment tonight. Out of New Jersey, you are right. Respect is required in order to get respect. People think that respect is just given, but respect is earned. I totally agree with you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Folks, again, New Jersey's representing tonight. Appreciate Jersey. Wow. Ladies, just jump on in. I'm just like, whoa.
Ridiculous. I just think, just listening to, the details on the story and, they're saying the husband just, watched TV and didn't pay it any mind. And like you said before, how often does this go on that he didn't think anything of it? You don't know what type of relationship he had with his stepson
or what type of relationship the mother allowed him to have with the stepson. You know, a lot of times you hear people say, well, that's my child, or you can't discipline my child, and they set boundaries and things of that sort.
Right.
So, you know, we don't know exactly what was going on in the household. We don't know exactly what was going on with the mother and son, with the stepfather and stepson. We don't know, you know, exactly what was going on. I know that if it was my father and he heard my mother yelling at me, that would be a one thing. But to hear me yelling at my mother, that would be another thing. That would be cut off real, real quick. It wouldn't be an exchange of words back and forth, yelling and screaming. That wouldn't happen. And I think things like that, that starts at a young age. I think the arguing and the back and forth with the parents, I think kids only do what you allow them to do.
Absolutely.
I wish at that age my daughter, who's 7 now, would think that she can go back and forth in a screaming match with me. It's not happening. You know, now, I mean, she's 7. I allow her to tell me if she's upset. You know, I ask her, you know, are you upset? Are you mad with mommy? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. You know, and I respect that she's a little person. She has her feelings. She goes through her things. But one thing I'm not going to allow her to do now or later, she's not going to disrespect me. We can sit and talk. We can converse about your feelings and what's going on. But the screaming matches and things of that sort, that's not going to happen. And if you think it's going to happen, that's when discipline is, that's when that's coming into the picture. You know, I think a lot of times nowadays, that's one thing that's lacking is discipline. You know, the old saying, you spare the rod, spoil the child. No, that doesn't happen in my household. You know, I have no problem with discipline and things of that sort. So I just think that a lot of it starts at a young age, and that sets the standard for what's going to happen with the child and the parent when they get older. I mean,
no
that's
doubt.
My
no,
opinion
no doubt.
On it.
You got to nip it in the bud, folks. Got to
early.
Nip it in the bud early. Hey, this is the new Darnell Jones joint. It's called Love Like This. You know, we always got
your
new
Darnell
music.
I love Darnell Jones. Yeah.
Great. We'll keep this conversation going. Donnell Jones, Love Like This. On the other side of this song, we have our finance segment, TM Hyman Radio Live.
If you open your heart and let me in it, girl, you just can't keep running from love. Girl, I'm willing to show puppy when I don't know boys in. Take a chance.
Finance tonight, coming live from Delaware, TM Hyman Radio Live. You got it, Ms. Toya.
Well, this evening I wanted to start off by talking a little bit about credit unions versus banks. I just wanted to give information over several shows. And today I just wanted to give some key points about credit unions versus banks. And I wanted to do this because I bank with them, a credit union, and also bank with a very large financial institution. And I received my new debit card in the mail last week sometime. And, of course, you all know you have to either call in, you can go online, or you can activate it at an ATM. So I went to activate it at an ATM that was not an ATM at the financial institution. And a few days later, when I checked my account, I was hit with a $2 miscellaneous ATM fee charge. And
just for activating the card?
Because I technically used the card at an ATM that was not part of that financial institution.
Gotcha.
And, you know, to activate the card, you have to put your PIN number in to do that. So it made me think, why do I continue to bank with them? I can use my credit union, and I'm not hit with any fees at all. And some people don't know the difference between credit unions and banks. So I just wanted to give a little information on it. Who actually owns a credit union? Just so you know, a credit union is owned by its members, by the customers, whereas banks are not. See, banks are driven pretty much by profit, and actual shareholders own the bank, so they expect financial performance from the bank management. The credit union is owned by the customers, the members who actually do the banking and require services from the credit union. So that's one reason it's not profit-driven. They actually use our money that we actually deposit into our accounts and things of that sort to loan to other members. Since it's owned by the actual members and the customers, people want to know who actually runs the credit union. Well, credit unions have the same type of person that as banks upper management system. They actually have a board of directors who makes decisions on credit union operations. And the board is composed of volunteers who are elected by other members in the credit union. They're not paid and they're volunteers, but what it is that's important is they want to say in how the actual institution is being run. A lot of people want to know how they can actually join a credit union or how they can become a member, and that depends on credit union itself. Usually there's a limit to the offerings to the people, and it's usually based on either employment where you work, religion, community. If you have a family member who's part of the credit union, you can usually join and things of that sort. Not just anyone can walk in off the street most of the time and become a member of a credit union. So it really depends on each credit union. You would have to check that depending on which one you're interested in. And what type of products are offered at credit unions? It's typically the same products and services that are offered at larger banks, but more likely only offer the products and services that the large portion of the actual membership base is likely to use. So you're not going to get the entire, the entire realm of what banks offer. They're not going to have all of the programs and all of the services the banks offer, but they usually have the more common ones like auto loans and mortgage loans and things of that sort. How competitive are credit unions? They're very competitive. They usually have very good rates compared to banks, and the reason for that is they're not profit-driven like banks are. So usually the percentage rates are a lot lower than a bank itself. So when you get loans, you know, auto loans and things of that sort, you can usually get a better deal at a credit union than you can at a bank. And a lot of people want to know, is your money actually safe at a credit union? And yes, it is. Credit union deposits are assured much like the bank deposits are. They're assured by a different type of institution,
but they're still backed by the U.S. government. Most banks are insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and credit unions are insured by the National Credit Union Share Insurance Fund. So they're both backed by the U.S. government. I believe credit unions, if I'm not mistaken, you can have more money in the bank that is insured than in bank than in an actual regular financial institution or bank itself. So there's a lot of positives with credit unions. There are some downfalls, and I'll talk about that in our next financial session, which will be Friday. Just to give you a little information on the difference between credit unions and banks.
Toya, live from Delaware with our finance segment tonight.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Tell me what it's gonna be.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. It is 10:52 in Atlanta. It's 10:52 in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight, your hip-hop informer, your man T.M. Hyman. Well, my special guests, I got Delaware in the building. I got Charlotte in the building. I got VA in the building. All my correspondents. It's Hyman's Angels all around the country, up and down the East Coast at least. What's up, my friends?
Buenos noches.
Ladies. Good evening. Tonight's serious topic, 23-year-old Kevin, I believe his name is Kine. I think I'm pronouncing it right. If not, it's okay. Strangled his mother to death with his bare hands over an argument surrounding a computer password. I'm trying to really figure out what the hell is going on. What has happened to the concept of respecting thine mother and father? And, folks, I'm going to tell you, this is not even a black thing or an Asian thing or a white thing or the Puerto Rican thing, because kids, young people, and not even young people, adults, this was a grown man. He was not a child, a grown man, 23 years old. We lose control. We get frustrated. You know, and I'm going to actually share some tips tonight on how to control your anger, because everybody loses their cool at some point. Everybody has flipped out. You know, you've cursed somebody out. You've said something that you didn't mean, you know, and at the end of the day, you wish you could have changed it. I wonder if Kevin is sitting in the Pinellas County Jail tonight wishing that he could have changed this situation. Something snapped. No one, I believe, wakes up in the morning and say, I'm going to choke my mom out today. It doesn't go down like that, does it, ladies?
No, of course not. That is ridiculous. Yo, for real, he should have, the father should have did like that other father did. I mean, I know it sounds horrible, right? But y'all remember that story where the father stripped his son and made him stand like in between the houses or whatever, and he shot him? Well, not the houses. He took him out to a field and shot him because the grandmother called him and said that that
he molested his
He hit his daughter or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so he
molested
his daughter.
I didn't get that story.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right, Toya. Yeah, he molested her. And so the father went and got the son, and then like, you know what I'm saying, made him strip and took him out into a field and shot him in the head. But you know what I'm saying, for even allegedly touching, he's like, he's not even gonna have that.
I don't think violence only begets violence. So, you know, I mean, I'm not going to encourage anybody to use a weapon, you know, let alone, you know, I mean, a life is a life, you know.
With his bare hands. So what, should he die by bare hands as well? Or should he just be locked up, watch TV, and get his three meals a day and write letters and shit? I mean, like, really?
You know what? I'm not gonna say. Believe it or not, I'm not gonna say he should die at all. Because you know what I'm saying. I'm standing on the promises of the Most High. So you know I'm gonna stay focused. We're talking about this topic tonight because obviously this is a circumstance that could happen to anybody. It could happen. It could happen to anybody. So I mean, I think one. You know, we got a couple of different dynamics going on here. You know, one. I want to say publicly. You know, again. This guy was on a prescribed medication. He was on Xanax. So I'm going to say this. I'm going to ask this. Was he in his right mind? I'm not making excuses, but was he in his right mind?
Xanax supposed to calm you down, not amp you up to kill your mother?
I don't know what Xanax does. I've never taken it. I don't know anybody that takes it. Do you?
But Xanax also can have certain side effects that can.
Yeah, you're right.
Right, but I think it's more than just the medication. I don't, you know, whether he was in his right mind or not. I do think that maybe he may have snapped. You know, we don't know exactly what the argument was over. I mean, we know it was about a password, but a password to what? Was it a password to an account that he had, a password to an account that the mother had? Did it have to do with money? Did it have, you know, what exactly? We don't know exactly what the password was for.
Understand this
what they
as
actually
well.
Argued about.
On top of the password, he was also set to be evicted from the house in a few weeks.
Right.
So
right.
There was some anger. There was some anger there as well.
Right.
Right. And that was done on the stepfather's part, correct?
No, that was the son. The mother had asked the son to actually leave the house. She was giving him a few weeks to pack it up and hit the road, Jack.
Okay. I was under the impression that the stepfather had actually filed for the...
No, that was previous. That was previously.
Oh.
That was in 2002. So the question is, why was he back in the house anyway? I can tell you why. It was a mother's love.
It was 8 years ago?
Hold on a minute. It was a mother's love that allowed him back in the house.
Mm-hmm. So how old is he again?
23. And 8 years ago, he had been put out of the house 8 years ago.
So that was at 16, right? I can't count fast.
Exactly. Understand? I got a problem with you laughing.
Look, you know what? I laugh at everything, but that's not the point. So please, no one get to know me. I swear you'll change your mind. But it's like, it's ridiculous. I don't think you can blame it on the medication, especially a medication that's supposed to calm you down. And first of all, why is your grown ass in the house anyway? I don't know, but...
Well, you know, it's a lot of 23-year-olds still living with their mama. Get out of here. Let me open up the line.
I don't know about that. I've been on my own since 16, so I don't know none about that.
770, that's Atlanta, Georgia at least. 770, last four digits, 0014. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. What's your comment tonight?
Hey, what's going on? This is Lex from Atlanta. How y'all doing tonight?
Lex in the building from Atlanta. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of catching the tail end of it, but I think I pretty much grasp what we're all talking about. You know, the young man, 23-year-old, he barehandedly strangled his mother, I guess, and supposedly over a computer password or something like that. I kind of want to comment on, I don't know the young lady's name, I'm sorry, but she was talking about, you know, the guy who took the kid out and, you know, shot him, and she feels like that kind of shit was done. I'm sorry, what was your name?
Actually, that's CeeLo. She's on the line.
CeeLo.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's going on? This is Lex. Yeah. I wanted to kind of comment on that because you said that, and I totally disagree with you on that. Like, we don't want to always fight violence with violence. Like, that's pretty much where our nation stands right now, especially in the black community, that we're always quick to be like, well, you know, if you did that, we're going to eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, I'm going to hit you back, and that's not where we want to be with this. If this young man was on Xanax and we're saying that, you know, we don't know what actually happened.
Xanax is not an excuse. I want to say this. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but Xanax is not an excuse. I just wanted to put all of the information out there.
All right, it's nowhere near an excuse. But if this man hadn't taken that Xanax, we don't know. I don't know if he did or if he didn't. You say that we keep saying that, you know, this is a medication that's supposed to calm you down. If he hasn't been taking it, it's going to amp him up. It's gonna get things going. So if he hadn't been taking it, we don't know. I don't want to get into that. I don't even want to blame Xanax on it. But I want to talk about, from a personal standpoint, I've had feelings like that against my own mother myself. You know what I'm saying?
That you want to choke her out?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
What? You talking about me? Are you serious?
Yes, yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it? You can't believe it because we as people, we as humans, we do a lot of finger pointing, and we do a lot of what we would do and what we can't do. We don't know what we'll do if the situation is never presented to us. I've grown up with a mother who did drugs for years in front of me, left me in a car, whatever, ran away completely. I always say, you know, ruined our family. So for 20 years. I've been dealing with a handicapped mother because she had a stroke because she was on drugs for quite some time, tried to commit suicide, and she ended up being in a stroke for a year. For that year that she was in a coma, I was saying to myself, damn, I want my mom to come back. Like, yo, I miss my mom. I miss my mom. She came back, and my mother was, like, mean as hell. She was horrible. She was a horrible person. I didn't like her. I didn't understand why. And I've gotten into heated discussions with her before and gotten into heated arguments where I actually wanted to take my hand and choke her out myself. And I'm not giving this guy an excuse, but what I'm trying to get people to do is open your eyes and understand that there's a lot of shit going on in our world right now that we don't know because we're living in our own lifestyle and we're living in our own past, and we don't know what goes on behind people closed doors in their own households. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that I definitely, you know, agree with this young man. I'm not giving him no shout out or nothing like that. I mean, hopefully we are like sending up some prayers to God for this man because he's obviously has lost it. He's gone. And a lot of us, we don't know what really goes on with people in their mind or what's really good with them. And I know that I've had those situations before with my own mother. I never did it. I never acted out on it, but I know I thought about it. And from what I understand, to think about it is just as wrong as doing it.
Well, some people, and you know what? Wow, Lex calling from Atlanta, folks. If you're just tuning in, you are tuning in to probably one of the most serious shows out of the 18 shows that we've done since we've been on the air. Lex, I want to personally thank you for your honesty and your realness tonight. What you just said in reference to you, we don't know what people are thinking. And to pick back up, most people say, if you think it, you might as well do it. That's what most people say.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you that this is an instance, and folks, we got to really listen, and we got to pay more attention to our surroundings and what's going on, because you never know what people are thinking and what's on somebody's mind. And you got to be careful what you say to people. And tip number one tonight, I'll give three tips out the gate. And Lex, and then I want you to give two tips, because you're somebody who's thought about it, you didn't do it, and you didn't do it for a reason. Tip number one tonight, controlling your anger, take a time out. I know it might sound cliche, but counting backwards from 10 down to 1 does help to diffuse your temper and keep you from reacting. Take a time out. Number two, get some space. Take a break from the person you're angry at until your frustrations go away. Leave the space. That's number two. Tip number three tonight, and I'm probably going to rattle off about 8, 9, 10. Number three, once you're calm, express your anger. Express your anger because you got to get it out. You got to get it out. Anybody that walks away from their mother or their father feeling like it's going to be a homicide up in here, you need to take a time out, get some space, and calm down, all three. Lex, tell the world, because the world is tuned into this conversation, tell the world what they need to do not to act on what they're thinking.
Well, the first thing you got to do is you got to have a relationship with the higher being. You got to. We are not in control of our body. This is our flesh. This is a rented flesh that we're renting for X amount of years until it's ready to be turned in. And if you don't have some type of relationship with the higher being, then you're always going to be in your own world, in your own mind, and you're going to act out on things that you shouldn't do. Another thing that you want to do is you want to make sure that, and I mean, I agree with the taking the time out and everything and breathing, but you've got to learn to have a relationship where it's not always about anger. It's got to be more about communication. I told somebody the other day, and this is a true story, like, communication is so funny to me. It's 90% listening and 10% you talking. And a lot
of
people.
But it's typically the other way around,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's typically 90% someone talking, and then I do 10% listening. A good communicator listens first. And I've had conversations with my mother, and she has explained to me some of the things that she did wrong in her life, and she's opened up to me about how, you know, whatever she was faced with and how she's apologized and how she wished that she can take it back and all these things. And if I had never had that conversation with her and listened to what she was saying, then I wouldn't know. I would only be going around still blaming her and still accusing her and still making her feel like she's, you know, messed up my life. But you've got communication is key. If you're not having that conversation and listening, you know, you're headed for destruction.
Lex, we appreciate you tonight and your realness out of Atlanta, Georgia. Folks, we all need the Most High in our life. We all need prayer. This is Variety Prayer, T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Protect me through
my
day.
Protect me.
And as I go throughout my day, I continue to talk to you for the steps I
need to take.
And when I lay my head to sleep at night, I pray for your shield of protection. Thank you for the best that you fight for me.
Prayer. The name of the group is Variety. We're back. It's 11:02. Tonight we're talking about the 23-year-old that strangled his mother with his bare hands. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. I'm your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman. I know it may seem cliche, but counting to 10 before reacting can really diffuse your temper. Take a break from the person you're angry with until your frustrations subside. And it's always healthy to express your frustrations in a non-confrontational way. Allowing it to stew can only make the situation worse. CeeLo, I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond to the comment out of Atlanta.
Well, no, all I was going to say was all I wanted to say was the fact that, like, I say, like, the serenity prayer whenever I get that angry. You know what I'm saying? Like, it takes time to gain patience. And a lot of times, like, just being quiet, like, not even responding to the person. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
It's like, if you know, like I learned what my own buttons were. You know what I'm saying? Like, where that stem from. Why do I get angry when this happens or whatever? Is you have to acknowledge what's going on within yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, remember I was talking about even last night, and we were talking about men, but you have to be honest with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, what pisses you off? And just don't.
You got to know. You got to know. Absolutely.
You got to control, you know what I'm saying, the environment that you're in. You can't stay in negative spaces. That, you know, it's just self-control.
Definitely.
You should head to the wall, though, really. I mean, that was dumb as hell. They're going to kill him in jail. Watch. I'm telling you, that shit is stupid. I know.
Yeah.
I know I'm raw sometimes, people, but please. It's other people out there that feel like this.
We love you for it, and you bring perspective to the show. That's why you're here, and you're a part of the team. Ladies, other comments?
Shit. Well, I, just thinking of the, you know, the whole situation, you know, we've talked about medication he was on. We're talking about the lack of respect that may have been there in the relationship between he and his mother. We talk about, you know, we don't know what went on behind closed doors, but the bottom line is he took his mother's life, and that wasn't something that he should have done, you know, to kill his mother. And if you think about it, he strangled his mother with his bare hands. I mean, that's a, what do they call it, like a crime of passion? Like, that was a really intense, heated moment, you know, for him to actually strangle his mother. It had to be more than just, well, I'm thinking more than just an argument over a password. You know, it was more to it than that. So I think that their relationship up to that point is what really took it to where it went. I don't think it was just over a password.
A password.
No,
right.
Right.
It
couldn't have been. I don't think you argue over a password or you get that upset over an argument over a password to an account or a computer to the point that you strangle your mother. You know,
the password was like
the break point.
It was like the straw that broke the camel's
right,
back, right?
It's like the breaking point, but, you know, it's still, I still think, you know, just for them to argue the way that the stepfather said that they argue, you know, there was a lack of respect for his mother. You know, I don't understand how you can argue back and forth with your child that way. You know, parents should respect their children, but, I mean, as a parent, you're automatically, you don't really, at first you don't earn respect. You're a parent, so you're supposed to just be given that respect. You know, just the fact that that's your mother or your father, you should just respect them just because, you know. I don't know. The whole situation,
think back to what the 17-year-old said, and then we had Ida, I believe, came right back after the 17-year-old, and actually they were both focused on respect. And the 17,
right.
what was it, Crystal?
Yes, I think, and was Crystal, I think Crystal and I are related, if I'm not mistaken, aren't they all related to the first caller? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it was a family. It was Javier, Crystal,
mm-hmm.
I want to say, I think it was Crystal
and Ida.
Mm-hmm. What she said was, my mother doesn't respect me.
And I understand
and
what she's saying. Mm-hmm. I understand
but,
that.
And I commend
to,
her
sorry,
because she said, but I try to show respect because I want more. I know that God's going to bless me for it.
Right, will bless you with more. Right, and I mean, I understand where she's coming from because there are times that I feel that way to this day about my mother. You know, our relationship is kind of crazy. Sometimes, you know, with mothers and daughters, they have that weird relationship, you know, constantly arguing or what have you, love each other to death, but it's, you know, an argument all the time about any and everything. And a lot of times parents don't respect their kids, you know, or they don't respect their privacy or, you know, respect, you know, their feelings or what they have going on in their life. And, yes, parents should respect their kids. But, like I said, that's your mother or your father. So regardless of whether they respect you or not, you're supposed to respect them.
You're supposed to, but I mean, I think you threw out something a couple of shows ago. And, you know, you're supposed to respect your mother and father according to the Bible, right?
Right.
Now,
and if you don't follow the rules.
What if you don't follow the Bible? What if you're atheist?
Then,
if you're
but it's
atheist,
really not,
then.
Well, then you don't have to look at it from a religious standpoint or for, you know, being a spiritual person. It's just.
Comes down from
basic,
right and wrong, right?
It's just,
right.
Yeah, it's just basic, you know. That's just a basic human thing. You're supposed to respect other people. You don't just treat people any old kind of way. You wouldn't want people to treat you any kind of way. So it's just, that's just, I think, a common thing. You're supposed to respect other people. So whether it's your mother, your father, your coworker, a friend, a relative, someone you see in the street, you're supposed to respect that person just because. That's what you're supposed to do.
Let's be real about it though, and we can talk about what's supposed to be. People aren't supposed to rob banks, and I just saw where with a granddad robbed like 5 damn banks. I'm like, what? Hey, I mean, the bottom line is we treat people the way they treat us.
Right,
that's
but
the bottom line.
To treat people the way you want to be treated.
You want
you know,
to be
that,
treated.
Right. And I think it's a lack of respect. I think in most of the situations, even with the situation with the, you know, the son killing the mother, was a lack of respect. I just, you know, for all of the arguments that led up to that and things of that sort, you know, he didn't respect her or she didn't respect him. Either way, it was a lack of respect. I don't think it was.
Well,
just
it might have been both. It may have been both. Both ways.
Right.
Tonight, if you're just joining this conversation, folks, you are tuned into a real one tonight. We're talking about the 23-year-old, I'm just going to call him Kevin, who strangled his mother to death with his bare hands on Sunday while his stepfather sat in the room and watched NASCAR until, you know, there was just a perplexing silence, as he described. The arguing went on for hours. We're talking about this conversation tonight. I'm asking, where is the respect of honoring thy mother and father? But again, I'm realistic, and I realize that everyone listening to this show right now, everyone in the world are not Christians. And just to kind of do a 180, there may be some atheists listening tonight. But the point is, whether you're atheist, whether you're Buddhist, whether you're Christian, whether you, you know, whether you bow down to, you know, Allah, it really doesn't matter. It is about respect. It is about right and wrong. It is about treating people the way you want to be treated. But the real bottom line, I think, of this conversation tonight is managing your anger. It's being able to pull yourself back when you feel yourself like going on the deep end, because this is what I know, you do feel yourself going there. Now, it may happen quicker for others than it do, you know, for others, but you feel yourself going there, and you got to take a chill pill, because the bottom line is, it's not always if you think it, you should do it. Well, I thought about it, so I might as well have done it. Nah, that's ignorant. That's dumb as hell. If you have a comment tonight, you want to be a part of this conversation, come on, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Show us some love as we show you some love, T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
You want it. familiar with interest, intellect, and raw demeanor makes us flawless. Mama Cedar, sweeter than a margarita. She's so artsy like Rita Rita Guerra. Couldn't be the natural, just like Alicia Keys. My soul didn't seem to peace, but keep her deep in my heart. Sweet from the start, she sparked the fire in my soul. We rock and roll when we're together, no one's high. She don't require all the material things that women got to have. So I admire all of the little things she pulls up out of bag. It all just adds more than the fact that candy apple of my eye. Never taking love for granted, we'll be together till we die. I feel your light shine from the sky, you're over. Makes a man adore. Check it, yo, yo, my sweet cherry blossom never rot and fresh to death. Every time we talk and text, our thoughts and feelings connect. I know our love will manifest as we progress through it all. Any season, summer or fall, we remain to stand tall. I can't draw a better picture, more holy than any scripture. So I figured that she's the one, I never met a soul with you. Go get her from the start, nothing to tear us apart. I shine my light throughout the day, so she reflects in the dark. Respect the all that you portray, yes I mean what I say. We'll be together till we're old and gray. I said, respect the all that you portray, yes I mean what I say. We'll be together till we're old and gray. I love you, babe. My one and only, one and only, yeah. I love you, girl. I love you, girl. I love you, girl. You want my world, yeah. I love you, girl. I love you, girl, yeah. I love you, girl. You want my world, yeah. I love you, girl. I love you, girl. I love you, girl. You want my world, yeah. I love you, girl. I love you, girl, yeah.
We got your entertainment news coming to you live tonight. From Charlotte, North Carolina, CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the morning time. It's CeeLo. Hi, everybody. Look, right, all I want to say, I'm glad you brought up the point about, you know, like, there are atheists and people who don't believe in a higher power or whatever. I mean, I don't care what you believe in. That gives you no right to be retarded. I mean, that was retarded. And I don't, you know, I'm not trying to offend anyone with, like, mental, I mean, you know, physical disability, none of that, mental disabilities, but I don't think he's going to make it through prison, you know what I'm saying? But that's all I'm saying on that. So, in the news, I'm going to start with the world news. Last U.S. Combat Brigade pulled out of Iraq. You know, they've been there 7 years. So, after 7 years, they're going to be coming home. And this
year,
yeah, you know,
chill.
So dope. It's a, you know, they were screaming and cheering like once they crossed the border, and so this is exactly. They're the last American combat brigade leaving Iraq, and well ahead of Barack Obama's August 31 deadline for the, ending the U.S. combat operations. So that's dope. So maybe, you know, we can get America back together. Still in world news, I want to go to update with Wyclef Jean. He's been receiving death threats, and so he's waiting now.
Death threats?
Yeah, receiving death threats because he's running for president. They don't want. I mean, they're haters even where he's from. You know, I don't think it's any different in Haiti than it is here in America. You have haters everywhere. I don't think that that has nothing to do with where you're from.
You're right.
You know,
absolutely.
But what's going on is that his candidacy is in limbo because they're postponing the ruling of who will be allowed to run for president. So I'll keep you guys updated on Wyclef.
Please do.
But I'm going to run through this right quick. I love this woman, Halle Berry. She's going to be the first black woman on the September issue of Vogue since 1989, which Naomi Campbell was on, you know, was the last woman. So I think that's dope. Big ups to Halle. And she said, you know, they gave her an offer that she couldn't refuse. So I'm looking forward to that. So if y'all pass the newsstands, pick up the newspaper or check it out online. Let's go to nudity. Erykah Badu, she got a fine and probation for the Dallas Strip video. If you're not familiar with it, Erykah Badu, she performed a walking striptease for her window seat music video. So, I don't know. I think, you know what, I bet if it was Miley Cyrus, I don't think it would have been a problem. It's been, like, the number one video in the world
But what was she? Well, you talk. You're not talking about the window video that was done.
I said window seat. Yes, sir. Window seat. Yes. Can I get a window seat? No, I don't want nobody next to me.
Yeah, but you talking? I mean, did that recently happen? Or are you just saying that she got a ticket when she shot that video?
No. They took her to court after the video was shot.
Oh, gotcha. She just went to court. Gotcha.
Well, look, the police, they cited her for disorderly conduct.
The video was hot, though, and I could see why. I could see how she started, you know what I'm saying, a ruckus.
But I think I love that video. It's a dope video, and a lot of people or a lot of men, or when I say people, you know, they look more at it, you know, they're looking at her ass. And, yeah, she has a beautiful body. Yeah, and she does have a huge ass. But that's not the point. The point is that it's a beautiful art form, you know, and I don't think that she should be censored. Just like no one else, you know, is censored. It always seems to be our beautiful people that, you know, they try to censor. But
we ain't
anyway,
gonna take it personal. We ain't gonna take it personal. Go ahead.
Oh, look, Pastor Lawrence Fishburne, he's pushing his daughter Montana away. He's done with her because of her, you know, her porn decision. So I'll keep you up on that. Maybe if I see the video, I'll tell you guys how it was. But I'll end with tonight. Hey, peace and blessings to you all.
Yeah.
I'm your hip hop informer. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Coming up here shortly, we got your health and wellness segment. Appreciate that news update out of Charlotte tonight. Delaware, appreciate you. It's the last hour of August 18th, Wednesday. We've been talking about the strangulation of who we're going to call Diane tonight by her son, Kevin, who is sitting in the Seminole, Florida jail for something that I am sure, you know, regardless of what had happened previously, it's something that he utterly regrets.
You think?
I'm just going to believe that. You know, that's what I want to believe. That he's very, very fearful of his future, and he regrets his past. I shared a couple of tips earlier, folks. Get some exercise. You know, some help as it relates to controlling your anger. Physical activity can definitely help, you know what I'm saying, to get out the emotions, especially if you're about to erupt. You know, go for a brisk walk or a run, swim, lift something. You know, go shoot a few. You know what I'm saying? Baskets, that is. I know you've been listening
to the rain.
Out of Charlotte tonight. don't listen to that feedback outside of news from Charlotte tonight. We don't want nobody shot or none of that.
No, run
something. Go, you know, run, swim. Another tip is think carefully before you say anything. You know what I'm saying? Most of us, you know, we say things that we really don't mean. We say it because we're angry, we're upset. Think about what you say before you say it. You know, otherwise you're likely to say something you'll regret. And once you put it in the atmosphere, guess what?
Out there.
You can't take it back.
Yeah.
Once you've done it, you can't take it back. His mother's not coming back. His mother's not coming back.
But that thought is what should keep you from doing it anyway, is what's going to happen after you do it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so,
you should
so
fast
tell
forward.
Me this. What was the difference between Kevin and Lex that just called us out of Atlanta?
I mean, first of all,
the difference was I can answer the question. There's an answer to that. That's not a hypothetical. What's the difference between Kevin and Lex out of Atlanta? Lex told us he thought about choking his mom out. She left him in the car. She was on dope. He has like maybe 10,000 reasons to
I wanted to know
back.
If he still thought about killing her sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, because like if you really think about that, you're going to think like that again. If she says something, she called your name wrong time. Who's to say he's not going to snap one day? You know what I'm saying?
I think he told us.
Yeah, I just he said he, you know, he talked to his mother. They had conversations. His mother opened up to him and explained what, you know, why she did what she did. And it sounded
they
like he was at a better
other.
Place because of that.
Okay,
they
so
forgave
you're,
each other.
No, okay,
right.
No. How about this? So you're telling me that someone who pisses you off to the point where you felt like doing physical harm to them, right? You're telling me that once they've sat there and told you why they were, you know, such and such way, you're telling me that they'll never be. If you think about it, that they'll never take you there again. That you'll never see love you ever again.
I don't think that is what anyone is trying to say. For me, what I got out of it, that particular, you know, caller in the feedback was, you know, he was angry. He told us. He said that it was God. It was his spirituality that gave him a different perspective, and that's what allowed him to get with his mother. And it was forgiveness.
God,
that's what I got out of it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, excuse me. I didn't mean to talk over you.
Go ahead.
Just because you believe in God doesn't mean that you don't get angry. I had a minister.
No, but how you respond, though, how you respond is what the difference. How you respond, I'm just telling you. As a leader, let me tell you something. As a leader, I run a huge organization. Okay, I mean, outside of this radio show, I have about 700 employees up and down the East Coast, but directly, specifically here in Tampa, I have 400 employees, close to 400 employees. Let me tell you something. I pretty much know every last one of my employees.
Right.
And if I don't know their name, I know them by face. They could speak to me out in the grocery store or at the bowling alley. If they spoke to me, I would speak back. I know them. Let me tell you something. Out of 400 people, wouldn't you believe there's about 10, at least out of 400, that rack my brain?
Oh, of course.
So guess what? Because I'm real, there's 10 people that at least don't like me and I don't like them. But my professionalism and my relationship with God allows me to treat them fairly. And let me tell you what keeps me from not treating them fairly, unfairly, and not using my power to my advantage. Let me tell you what keeps me from treating them fairly and not exerting my power and my dislike for them. It is the fact that I read inspirational words directly out of the Word that tell me what to do. I rely on it for direction. That's what keeps me grounded.
Right.
So I just want to clarify off the gate, you know what I'm saying? And I put the atheist thing out there because I'm a respecter of people. But guess what? I'm Christian all day long, leaning on the Word to keep me focused.
Right.
Now, I'm going to shut up and let you comment.
But what about the people who do it in the name of God? Like, what if when he goes to court, he says, well, God told me to do it. Like that woman said, God told her kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like, for real. It happens. I'm not
lying, though.
Devil's advocate or anything, but it happens. And
then they
what?
Can say it, but they're lying. They're using God as a crutch, clearly.
Well, how about this? But who are we to say that?
Well, at the end of the day, if you keep a person in a room long enough and ask them enough damn questions and don't feed them and don't give them no water, they'll stop talking about God made me do it and say, you know what, I couldn't pay my light bill and I couldn't pay my water bill and my mama, she told me she hated me. That's why I did it. And you know what? That's the damn truth. Folks, you're tuned to TM Hyman Radio Live. We need some easy listening music right now. On the other side of this right here, without you, we got our health and wellness segment. This is a real damn conversation tonight. I love y'all. Without you, TM Hyman Radio Live. your health and wellness segment, coming live from Chesapeake, Virginia, Dee Dee Willingham.
Good evening, everyone. Let me first apologize. I'm a little under the weather, but I'm going to do my very best. I wanted to say, you guys, what you just touched on, UNC Low, is very serious. But I also wanted just to throw another perspective out there as far as the mental health and wellness of our children and adolescents. Toya touched on it earlier as far as, you know, something more deep-rooted than just a password. And it probably goes a little farther back as far as respecting his mom and the mom not demanding respect at an early age and being taught these things at an early age. But also realizing that our children and our adolescents also experience mental health issues just like adults do. Mental health to anyone listening, especially our youth who may not know, are people that feel and think that situations in life may be a little too much, a little too stressful for them to handle. It's also how they think about relating to themselves and relating to others and making certain decisions regarding their lives and regarding others in their lives. And we also just want to keep in mind that we care for and protect our children, and we put that as a priority and an obligation, but we also need to put their mental health as much as we do their physical health. We put their physical health on a high list. We also need to put their mental health on a high list as well. Now, some diagnosable and emotional behavior and mental disorders that children and adolescents do suffer from that I'm sure some of you have heard of course, depression, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. They suffer from anxiety just as adults do, conduct disorder, eating disorders, and mental health problems affect one in every five young people at any given time. That is an astounding number. If you put all the kids in the world together, that's about 6 million people. At least one in 10, or about 6 million people, as far as the kids, suffer from serious emotional disturbances.
Wow.
Wow, right. Now, our mental health disorders in children and adolescents are caused mostly by biological and environmental issues, biological things such as genetics, chemical imbalances in their body, or some type of damage done to the central nervous system, like head trauma, maybe some type of trauma suffered at birth, something like that. Environmental disorders include things like in the environment, their toxins, where they grew up, stress, maybe their school environment, home environment, things of that nature. And there are a variety of signs that may point to the mental health disorders or serious emotional disturbances in children. And we just need to pay attention to these things so that we can recognize them and get them help as soon as possible. I know back in the day you always say, well, we never had these problems then. Well, maybe we did and we just didn't pay attention to it. So, or maybe we did and we probably beat it out the kids or something like that. But today, so many things have changed. So many things have changed in our food and our diet. So many things have changed as far as the way we bring our kids up and our social structure, our environment, that you know, kids truly are suffering from mental health and emotional issues. Again, some signs would be like being very angry most of the time or crying a lot or overreacting to things, not being able to get over a loss or death of someone important, or maybe being constantly concerned about physical problems or physical appearance. They could also be moved by things such as big changes. That may be things showing decline in their school performance, avoiding friends and family, or like daydreaming too much or taking long to get things done. Like if you give them a chore and they take, you know, maybe an hour just to sweep the kitchen and you know it's a 15-minute job. Things also signs are poor concentration, unable to think straight or make her or his mind up, inability to sit still, focus, and pay attention. Those are different signs. Eating large amounts of food and then purging. We all heard of things like that. The bulimic, anorexic disorders. They might want to set fires, kill animals. Those are something more serious signs you definitely want to pay attention to. Now, I just also want to point out, as you're paying attention to those signs, you're wondering, okay, well, what can I do? I just want to say that if you do see those things going on in your home and with your children, you don't have to be scared, or you don't have to feel like there's no one for you to speak with or talk to. If you don't feel comfortable, if you don't have a church home, so you're not in church, you don't have a close friend or your family members, and you need someone to further assist, contact someone in your community. There are community-based services that can provide assistance. The National Mental Health Information System has a list of services, community-based services that provide mental, emotional, and behavioral services for children and adolescents. And you can contact them. Their 1-800 number is 1-800-789-2647. And you can also look them up on the web at mentalhealth.samhsa.gov.
No doubt.
Okay. And just one other thing I just wanted to point out before I wrap it up, or just to recap everything. Again, every child's mental health is important. Just like we think our health, mental health is important, so is our children. Many children do suffer from mental health problems. These problems are very real and painful and can be severe if left untreated. Please pay attention to these kids. And even if they're not yours, be a big brother, be a big sister, be, you know, a big cousin, someone in the neighborhood, because kids are going through, they need someone to talk to. They need their community. It takes a village, people. And again, you can get help. That number for the mental health number, 1-800-789-2647.
Definitely, Miss Willingham, coming to us live out of Chesapeake, Virginia tonight. And folks, you know, identify solutions to the problem. You know, identify solutions to the problem. Instead of focusing on what made you mad, work with the person who angered you to solve the problem or the issue at hand. You know, talking about just controlling your anger, and you use I instead of you when describing a problem. You know, it avoids, you know, criticism or placing blame, you know, which would probably add more attention to the situation. I'm upset, you know, you didn't such and such and such. Not you should have, you know. We're trying to help you. We're trying to help you so that you don't end up choking somebody out and not being able to turn it around. We love you all out there. Thanks for joining us tonight.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk.
You know the business?
DJ Aquaman. You know that?
So let's wind up.
to sip some wine.
It's getting really late, and
another time.
So get your phone and turn off the phone. The neighbors mad cause they heard it all night long. I got your number, here's mine too. Just remember, turn up the volume.
So what you gon' do?
It's holler at me, girl, when you want it, girl.
Cause when I'm
And as we kind of close out, don't hold a grudge. Let it go. You know, use your humor to release tension. Don't be so serious all the time. Lighten up. You know what I'm saying? It helps to diffuse the situation. And practice relaxation skills. Massages for Life. Log on. www.massagesforlife.com. We're going to do a whole show on nothing but relaxation probably coming up soon. Actually, you know what I like to do? I like to prepare a relaxation show for Sunday. Half of the hour will be relaxation. This is You Nailed Me, Electric Chameleon, TM Hyman Radio Live. Be safe. Calm down. Good night.
Girl, I never had a clue. You say you work a knife behind me. Oh, what a conspiracy, I never thought you would. I was such a fool for your love, a puppet to control. I never realized my friends, they tried to let me know. Wonder where I've been deceiving ways, I wouldn't let them know. I thought you had it, I thought you owned it. That perfect love that I wanted, I thought you had it. Instead, you nailed me. I thought you had it, I thought you owned it. That perfect love that I wanted, and I thought you had it. Instead, you nailed me. I feel stressed, oppressed when you put me to the test. Can't believe the way that I was overly obsessed with you and yours, you and yours. Every time that you will knock, I'll let you through my door of love. Just like a double, let you free to do whatever and wherever. Some say this could be the reason why I'll never touch your face again. I thought you had it, I thought you owned it. That perfect love that I wanted, and I thought you had it. Instead, you nailed me. I thought you had it, I thought you owned it. That.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show.